hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind.
Welcome to Issues weekly broadcast on Spirit FM 88.3. Romans chapter 13 verse 11 to 12 says, "And that knowing the time, that now is the high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light." On this broadcast, Brother Eben and his team reveal supernatural visions, dreams, and prophecies with the accounts of the Bible. Real testimony soundbite of heaven and hell that can affect your life eternally. "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth, on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on earth." Topical areas include the reality of life, heaven and hell, the afterlife, times, and many more. This program is live every Saturday from 8 to 10 p.m. Be blessed as you are encouraged to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
Around me, I see prophecies fulfilled. Signs of the time, they're appearing everywhere. I can almost see the Father saying, "Son, go get my children." Yeah, and at the midnight cry, we'll be good. Hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind.
Welcome to Issues weekly broadcast on Spirit FM 88.3. Romans chapter 13 verse 11 to 12 says, "And that knowing the time, that now is the high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light." On this broadcast, Brother Eben and his team reveal supernatural visions, dreams, and prophecies with the accounts of the Bible. Real testimony soundbite of heaven and hell that can affect your life eternally. "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth, on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on earth." Topical areas include the reality of life, heaven and hell, the afterlife, times, and many more. This program is live every Saturday from 8 to 10 p.m. Be blessed as you are encouraged to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
Around me, I see prophecies fulfilled. Signs of the times, they're appearing everywhere. I can almost see the Father saying, "Son, go get my children." Yeah, and at the midnight cry, we'll be going home when Jesus steps out.
A very good evening to all listeners. This is Spirit 88.3 FM. Issues of Life is the program. Amen. We thank God for another Saturday. Indeed, it's always a pleasure to come your way on Saturdays. And we thank God for the gift of life. And indeed, we have every reason to give thanks, and we have every reason to appreciate all that the Lord does for us. Well, the last 3 months or so, we've been treating the coming revival, and we are continuing tonight. It's a very major topic we are talking about, and I believe we are learning a lot. We've been through the fundamentals, and we are still on it. And the essence of this whole topic is to get us to understand Bible prophecy regarding the coming revival, and the role we also have to play, and what we have to do, how we have to pray, the prayer we have to engage in, and preparing ourselves for it, and all that. It's very important because you can miss something, not because you were not ready for it, but you didn't know, so you couldn't prepare for it. But I believe as many as have been listening to this program and this edition, this series, you are learning something out of it, and you are putting your house in order, preparing yourselves for what the Lord has promised his children in the last days. All right. I'll start with some of the news happening in the world, and lots of things happening. You go through a whole lot of things, but I just pick a few to share as the news for the week. Lots of things are happening, and you know, we need to get the spiritual understanding of the events happening, so that when you see something, it makes spiritual sense to you. The understanding will be there, so that you know, it's not just something that you are just seeing as news, but you can connect it to Bible prophecy, and you can have a better clarity as to the implication or what it means. And that's the essence of sharing some of these things happening, you know, because you can easily be caught in the web of thinking that nothing is happening elsewhere, especially if you are in a country like Ghana, where, by the grace of God, things aren't, you know, like it is in other countries where they experience lots of things happening. But over here, major issues that we'll be talking about in Ghana is always the same old, we all know, MPP, NDC, and politics, and you know, all these petty things. But there are big things happening elsewhere, and that's the reason why we have to know what is happening regarding Bible prophecy. And so that's the segment. Let me talk about some, and then we see what Pastor Roger will be joining us in the course of the program from Accra by phone as well. This first one says that swarms of quakes continue to rattle Southern Sea in Southern California in the past 24 hours. Okay, actually not yesterday, but in the course of the week. That was the headline anyway. But it says the swarm of at least 36 quakes reaching up to 3.2 magnitude has hit the Southern Sea in Southern California in the past 24 hours, according to the U.S. Geological Survey reports. Most quakes in the swarm fell below the 2.5 magnitude, according to the USGS. This headline is worrying. Last 2 weeks and 3 weeks or so, I spoke about the food crisis that is gradually coming up. And it's, you know, I mentioned the UN report where there was a talk of corn and then wheat products prices going up worldwide and all that. Indeed, in Ghana, prices are gradually soaring, gradually going up. Last week I was in Accra and I remember my sister sent someone to buy bread, and the bread that was 10 cedis, the one who went came and said that it's now 12 cedis. And I said, wow, little by little, you know, these things. You see, sometimes when you see the news, the foreign news, it looks like, oh, okay, it's foreign, so well, we are exempted. But we import these things, so when it's happening out there, it's just a matter of time, the effects will also be passed on to us here in our local markets. Droughts gripping America on track to become worst in, get ready for this, 1,200 years. When I saw it, I said, wow, this is serious. The heat wave gripping the U.S. West is simultaneously breaking hundreds of temperature records, exacerbating a historic drought and priming the landscape for summer and fall of extreme wildfire. Salt Lake City hits a record-breaking 42 degrees Celsius. While in Texas and California, power grid operators are asking residents to conserve energy to avoid rolling backwards blackouts and outages. And all this before we've even reached the hottest part of the summer. And it says, among the 40 million Americans enduring the triple digits temperatures are scientists who study droughts and the climate. They've longed for warmth of the crisis, and now they're living through it. The Guardian spoke with researchers across the West about how they are coping. I feel a little bit lucky because I'm in Orange County, relatively close to the coast. So the temperatures are not as severe here as they are in other parts of California and the West. I'm worried about this summer. This doesn't bode well in terms of what we can expect with wildfire and the worsening drought. This current drought is potentially on track to become the worst that we've seen in at least 1,200 years. And the reason is linked directly to human-caused climate change. I see. As a paleoclimatologist, my main point always is that we are able to look into the past. Okay. Well, you have to attribute it to something, but I would not place it on the doorstep of climate change. It is all the hand of God that is moving gradually. And actually, for America, the West is even coming. These are just the warnings have been coming. God has given them a very long rope. But when you look at the news, even today's news, some of it I'll be talking, you realize, obviously, I mean, this is a country that has crossed the line of repent. They are just not going to repent as a country. And this really doesn't look good for them as a country, because it opens up the prophecies, the warnings that the Lord has been giving through countless prophets. And it's all subject to repentance. But they are now actually poking God in the eye the more. It doesn't look like they are even worried at all. That makes it very worrying for the country, because the judgment of God is not far from coming. This headline is, Putin displays largest naval exercise in Pacific since Cold War ahead of Biden showdown. And this week, on Wednesday, Biden met with Vladimir Putin for the first time as president of the U.S. and they had their meeting as usual, but the tension is still there. The U.S. and Russia tension is still there. The next news is no good, because Kamala Harris, as the U.S. vice president, becomes the first vice president to march in LGBT pride parade. Democrats Kamala Harris became the first sitting vice president of the United States to attend an LGBT pride parade over the weekend, tweeting a photo of herself and husband, Doug Emhoff, marching alongside left-wing activists in the nation's capital. Quote, "We celebrate all of the accomplishments, but we need to pass the Equality Act," unquote, Harris declared during remarks at the event. Yahoo News reports. Goes on to say, quote again, "We need to make sure that our transgender community and our youth are all protected. We need still protections around employment and housing. There is so much more work to do, and I know we are committed," unquote. Quote, "LGBTQ Americans, I want you to know we see you, we hear you," unquote, the vice president added in an Instagram post. Quote again, "The president, Joe Biden, and I will not rest." Hey, this is interesting. "President Joe Biden and I will not rest until everyone has equal protection under the law. Happy Pride," unquote. While the second couple's attendance was a hit among mainstream media, not everyone was impressed. Harris's remarks echoed those of her running mate, who began June with a statement celebrating Pride as a jubilant communal celebration of visibility and a personal celebration of self-worth and dignity, unquote, and attacking as discriminatory states that have enacted laws protecting female athletic students from being forced to compete against males who claim to be women. You know, just listen to this last sentence. You know, a lot of a number of states have passed laws to restrict so-called boys who now say they are women or girls, and they want to compete in athletics. So females, like girls races, then you have a boy, you see the biceps, everything says this is a boy, but he says I'm a girl coming to run against girls, and then he will win and get scholarship and go to university. You know, I mean, this is absurd, absurd to the highest level. And these states are protecting the girls. And you can, I mean, the president and the vice are angry that why should the girls be protected against the so-called boys who claim to be girls? I mean, this is the world we live in, where black is white and white is black. Something as obvious that even a child can see the difference. I mean, this is common sense. But here we are in a world where the liberals have virtually changed everything. And what really is the normal standard practice of God's creation, they say no, that is not it. As a matter of fact, you see, this transgender thing is the highest insult to God. Of course, I mean, LGBT in general is not, but the LGBT, the T aspect of it is the highest, because that one is really an affront to God's creation itself in terms of changing the nature, the way God has really created you. That's God created you a boy, you say, no, I'm a girl. And not just leave it there, but sometimes, or most times, eventually, go beyond to alter the way God has created you biologically, removing breasts or adding breasts, changing, I mean, organs, and it's serious. And this is the highest level of insult against God. And it's getting worse. It's getting really worse. And so this is the Vice President of the United States. Indeed, very, very worrying. But, you know, this is what really points to the fact that the country is in a very dangerous position now, because when you have sin being glorified and endorsed at the highest level in the country, then the country is in very, very serious trouble. And in this case, the U.S. is not in safe hands at all. You know, let me finish this part. It says the Equality Act, Harris and Biden advocates, would, this act is a new law that the government is promulgating or pushing. So they call it the Equality Act. The Harris and Biden advocates would force a broad range of public and private entities to accommodate pro-LGBT dogma at the expense of their own constitutional rights, such as forcing religious adoption agencies to place children in same-sex homes, photographers, florists, bakers to participate in same-sex weddings, employers and businesses to accommodate cross-dressing and sex change treatments regardless of their own values or policies, and women and girls to share sleeping quarters, showers and changing areas and bathrooms with gender confused, I like this, gender confused males. Males that are confused. I mean, certainly that's the right word. Gender confused males. So this law will eventually force you, businesses, individuals, to accept them and to, as a business or institution and all, accept them if they want to alter their sex in surgery and all. Recognize, I mean, a whole lot of things. It's serious. Virtually, Christians are going to be the most, in terms of those who are really going to fail it. This law is really going, it's a serious attack on religious freedom, because now as a Christian, you can say that my belief and my faith is against this, so I will not comply, or I don't want to do it, and all that. It's just interesting. Then the U.S. Senate, the next news, U.S. Senate passes bill to give billions of dollars in funding for human-animal hybrid experiments. Oh, it doesn't get any better. Human-animal hybrid experiments. I just marvel as to what scientists are looking for. It's as if they are now trying to play God They want to act like God. They want to behave like God. You know, it's just simple. Why don't you also create your own thing? But the one that God has created, you want to alter it. You want to, you know, manipulate it. You want to mix it up. Why don't you just on your own start your own, create your own cell from scratch, create your own genes, create your own whatever, whether animal or human being, create your own from scratch, devoid of God's creation, what God has done. And that is what you know, that yes, you are indeed scientists. But you know, you take what someone has done and you manipulate and you try to mix it up to create all sort of wild things, and it's just not good. Because see, this animal human hybrid experiments can really you know, some of these movies that we've seen where, you know, wild creatures come out of the labs, and you know, like, you know, this COVID, for instance, where now evidence is showing that is, yes, indeed, this Wuhan lab in China, this thing came out from there, out of the same type of experiments with bats. Now video came out, evidence showing that they had live bats in the Wuhan lab itself. So, and these experiments were going on, sponsored by the US and all. And so there are a lot of lab things which sometimes go overboard and strange things can come out of it. But when it comes to nature, how God has done his things, it is absolutely wrong to try and play God out of it, make it look like you want to outsmart God, and maybe he made a mistake, so you think you are wiser and smarter, so you want to come out of something which he forgot to do, or maybe he didn't do it well, so you think you can do it better. No. So this one says, the U.S. Senate has passed a bill which will allocate billions of dollars to the National Institutes of Health, that's NIH, with some of the funds expected to go towards this disturbing form of research whereby tissue from aborted babies is spliced with animal cells to create mixed species organism called chimeras. Hey. Introduced by Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the U.S. Innovation and Competition Act, also called the Endless Frontier Act, was passed by the Senate on June 9th. Then goes on to say, in response to concern that the NIH would shortly lift its stay on ethical research, Senators Mike Brown, Steve Drains, and James Lackford proposed an amendment to the bill which would criminalize the creation of animal-human hybrid organisms. Quote, we shouldn't need to clarify in law that creating animal-human hybrids or chimeras is ethically unthinkable. But sadly, the need for that very clear distinction has arrived, unquote, said Senator Lankford, who is a Republican, who recently observed the 48th anniversary of Roe and Wade by giving a 20-minute biology lesson on the Senate floor demonstrating the personhood of unborn babies to pro-abortion Democrats. Very, very worrying. It doesn't end in the U.S. Let's cross over to the Europe. In France, they are also going to play the same game I'm talking about. France adopts bioethics law that would introduce chimeras, that genetic engineering of human material. So it's not only the U.S. that is trying to play God. The French are also getting into. I think sometimes when you have so much money, it makes you do the unthinkable. And yes, because if you're struggling to have money to do better things, I don't think you have enough to thinking of experimenting with human cells and animal cells, mixing it up, and you know, so much money available. So the unthinkable and the not ethical things are all on the table. The French National Assembly adopted a radically transgressive bioethics law that will likely enter into force at the beginning of July, once it has passed its last legislative hurdles after its third reading. It truly revolutionary in its conception of the world and of society. It marks the end of the recognition of paternity, but also the beginning of legally manufactured chimeras and other kinds of genetic engineering of human material, quote and unquote, human material. Hey, these people. France's first bioethics law dates back to 1992. From the start, provisions were made for its periodic revision, and over the years, it has increasingly legalized embryo research. In its latest mutation, the law will allow access to artificial procreation to all women, including women in same-sex couples and single women, as had been promised by French President Emmanuel Macron in his election campaign. The law will introduce other significant changes. For the first time, destructive research on the human embryo up to 14 days will be allowed in principle. Up till now, such research requires special prior dispensation. The new law will also liberalize research on human embryonic stem cells and allow the creation of artificial gametes, copies of human embryos, chimeric embryos, into bracket, which can be implanted in animals, and transgenic embryos, that is, including in vitro fertilization with three parents. Can you imagine? Three parents. So they are going to, these people, so you can have two fathers and then mixing it up to have it in an embryo into a woman. And it's, oh no, these people are just crossing the line. Access to abortion will be given easier. It will be given, or even, sorry, it will be even easier than it already is. The new law is scrapping the cooling off period of at least 1 week and also provides a new justification for abortion. Quote, the partial revolutionary interruption of multiple pregnancy. At the same time, it does away with the obligation to consult a person holding parental authority when young women under 18 are having a medical interruption of pregnancy. Abortions beyond the legal term of 12 weeks gestation and up to birth for health problems affecting the mother or the child, validated by at least two doctors and a medical team. The most publicized aspect of the law, however, was that of fatherless procreation. Listen, fatherless procreation. As mentioned above, old-fashioned law, that's law that organizes reality without contradicting it, that almost all of humanity has understood since the dawn of time, calls woman the woman who gives birth mother, and father the man who has begotten the new individual who was just born. Such law even allows the unborn child to inherit from his deceased father if orphaned in utero, that's the father dies before the child is born. French law assumes that the mother's husband is the child's father, unless proven otherwise. All this is over. When the law enters into effect, that's this new law, begetting a child can become merely symbolic, and parenthood will be adapted to the woman's desire. If you dare say that a child needs a father, it must be because you are irremediably stuck in gender stereotypes, in hatred of the LGBTQI community, and that you are a supporter of the hey, you serious? You're a supporter of the patriarchy, and that's as Antonio Guterres, the US General Secretary General, said in the middle of the pandemic, is the root cause of all ills. These are the words he used last August, according to the UN tweet. Quote, the COVID-19 pandemic is demonstrating what we all know. Millennia of patriarchy have resulted in a male-dominated world with a male-dominated culture which damages everyone, women, men, girls, and boys, unquote. This is more important than it seems. It shows that the pandemic, bioethics, and promoting LGBTQI rights are all linked as facets of the same ideology. So in essence, the French is getting into it's even more complicated than what the US is doing, because they are now making it possible where you can have three parents of a child that is born by mixing things up. So this is just as what I was saying. I mean, God made a mistake. God didn't know that it was possible to have three people giving birth to a child. So now the wise beings, they are now playing God and doing what God couldn't do because they think they are wise. You know, this is how human beings have become. You know, and all these things are ethically, it doesn't make sense. It's wrong. I mean, it's just wrong because they are just coming out to eventually you are going to have complications and strange diseases and things will be, you know, nature is nature. You just can't play and change things and you think that there will be no consequences to what the output or whatever you come out with. And this whole mixture of animal, human, embryos, and I mean, no, this generation, something is just missing somewhere. All right, let's go to the next news. It says anti-religion law in South Africa puts a target on the backs of people of faith, unquote. Religious organizations and persons of faith can expect to be dragged before courts and potentially face very severe penalties in the form of fines, jail time, even closure of churches and other places of worship simply for expressing and living out their religious convictions and beliefs. The government of South Africa is currently considering a bill that, if passed, risks severe negative consequences for religious organizations and individuals, all in the name of equality and the prevention of unfair discrimination. A proposed amendment to the Promotion of Equality and Prevention of Unfair Discrimination Act, PUDA, has been called, quote, the greatest threat to religious freedom since the advent of our democracy in 1994, unquote, by Danine Badenhorst, Legal Counsel for Freedom of Religion South Africa, also known simply as the Equality Act. You see, so what the US is doing, that's what South Africa too is looking at doing. You see, I've been saying that when the US does something, it's just a matter of time. The wind blows across the world and countries start copying. So South Africa too is working on their Equality Act. Soon, other countries will be falling in line. This bill will transform the Equality Act, also known simply as the Equality Act. The PUDA was passed into the year 2000 and is considered to be the nation's preeminent legislation, second only to South Africa's constitution. All subsequent legislation and regulations established by the state must be, they call it PEPUDA compliant. This bill will transform the Equality Act into the most dangerous piece of legislation we've seen, warned Badenhorst in the May 26 video message. If adopted in this current form, religious rights will simply be trampled underfoot, unquote. The bill would count actions and words or omissions as discriminatory and actionable, whether done so intentionally or not. Quote, every person of whatever faith, every institution of whatever faith will be drastically impacted, unquote, said Badenhorst. Quote, religious and autonomy will be overruled. Independent faith by schools will be a thing of the past. The state will regulate you and activists will police you. Your voice will be muted and the state finance litigation will potentially, with potentially ruinous sanctions, await you. Religious organizations and persons of faith can expect to be dragged before courts and potentially face very severe penalties in the form of fines, even jail time, with even closure of churches and other places of worship, simply for expressing and living out their religious convictions and beliefs, she said. If this bill goes through, every person and every organization of whatever faith will have a target on their back, cautioned Bahindot. in a video on June 17th. Religious organizations will be expected to bring their doctrines and their internal workings in line with the bill, with governments being able to prescribe what equality and no unfair discrimination should look like in their organizations, explained Blackenhorst. And as a result, religious organizations may well, in the name of equality, be forced to accept members or appoint leaders or employees whose beliefs go against the organization's own convictions and beliefs, unquote. This is not equality. This is tyranny, she declared. It's not just Christians who are gravely concerned about the potential impact of the amendment bill. If the bill is adopted in its current form, the state will have the right to effectively disallow certain beliefs and practices that it deems to be discriminatory or against predetermined definition of equality, warned Jamitu Ulana, South Africa, a council of Muslim theologians, in a statement issued, and then it quote, it may, for example, inhibit the right of an imam to criticize, censor, or speak out against practices deemed sinful and vile in Islam, like same-sex marriages. In such an instance, the state will not only hold the imam liable, but also the committee responsible for the affairs of the masjid, unquote. The bill will allow the state to prescribe what may or what may not be said, published, or propagated. The bill will also allow the state to decide what we as Muslims may or may not do as an expression of our beliefs and religious values. This is tantamount to state regulation of religion, which flies in the face of the rights and freedoms guaranteed by our constitution, unquote, continued the statement. It's quite foreseeable that people and institutions of faith will be dragged before court simply because someone does not agree with or is offended by the expression of our religious convictions and beliefs. Although our constitution does not establish a hierarchy of rights and therefore all human rights are equally worth of protection, it is often people who express and live out conservative or religious values who find themselves in the crosshairs of this law, asserted Michael Swain, executive director for SA. PEPUDA is frequently used by activists to orchestrate and lodge unfair discrimination claims with Chapter 9 institutions such as the South African Human Rights Commission, and the Gender Equality Commission, and then press these state institutions to litigate on their behalf using taxpayer money. And it goes on. And seriously, if this bill goes through, then South Africa, Christians and religious institutions are in trouble. But you see, this is the agenda. It's not strange. The whole target is Christians. They just want to clamp down. They want to push this whole LGBT thing worldwide into countries, and they have their way. You see, there is a systemic plan to erode the moral values of the society. So what is good is being now seen as bad. And when you want to insist that this is good, they say you are homophobic. They say you are this, you are that. And this strategy of intimidating conservatives and religious rights, and it's like, well, if you don't fall in line with us, then you are expressing hate speech, or you are expressing hatred against our beliefs and all that. It's virtually trying to stifle free speech and freedom of expression, freedom of religion. Because if, as a pastor or as a man of God or as a Christian, you can't say yes or no, and you say no or you say yes, and that can bring consequences because of your faith, then there's trouble. Then that's the difficulty. And this is where this equality acting. Now, as soon as you hear the word equality, you have to know that what is coming is not good. Because, see, this, who is fighting for equality? Is it so? They think they are marginalized, so they are fighting for equality. So as soon as you hear equality, that means they are coming with something to justify why they should be accepted, they should be this, they should be that, and all that. All right. We go to Canada. 1 month isn't enough. Canada declares that Pride season is all summer. Normally, you know, it's June that is declared the Pride month. But this news says the Justin Trudeau-led government of Canada has announced that 1 month is not sufficient for the celebration of LGBT Pride and that the festivities will be extended to cover the whole season. No. Quote, 1 month isn't enough to celebrate Pride in Canada, unquote, declared this Twitter-verified free to be me account, an official account of the government of Canada, alongside an emoji rainbow, gay pride flag emoji, and a transgender flag emoji. The Pride season takes place from June to September, with the local events across the country celebrating the resilience and the spirit of LGBTQ2. Now, 2 is also added. This is the first time I'm seeing this one. LGBTQ and then 2, the number 2. People in Canada. Follow us as we highlight the Pride celebrations all summer long. The account added, alongside a digital poster exclaiming Happy Pride Season, with a Canadian maple leaf logo stylized in the colors of the new Black Lives Matter and trans movements compliant LGBT flag, incorporated black and brown stripes in the colors of the transgender Pride flag. The Secretariat explains on its website that the term LGBTQ2 refers to persons who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, okay, we know those ones, and then queer, and then two spirits. Hey, yeah. The last of these being somewhat loose term for Native American Indians who identify as having both a masculine and a female spirit, according to researching for LGBTQ2S+, and that one too is another health group of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, transsexual, two spirit, and queer, and then two spirit, and then transsexual, and then transgender. So all these varieties of sins or lifestyles are being pushed on the society. And the LGBTQ2 Secretariat has previously issued an official apology to LGBTQ2 communities, to sexual minorities harmed by federal legislation, policies, and practices that led to the oppression of and discrimination against two-spirit, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender people in Canada. So, two-spirit, first time you're hearing it, I believe. Oh no. All right, Disney to throw an LGBT Pride concert for kids. And this is hosted by a drag queen. I've been warning Disney Channel, please, if you are a listener of this program, don't let that channel be shown in your house. Let the children stop watching it. It's a very dangerous channel now. It used to be a safe zone years back. But not again, no longer a safe zone. I mean, it's highly, highly dangerous. Disney and the former go-to company celebrating the wonder and innocence of childhood will be hosting an LGBTQ-themed Pride concert for kids next week. Billed as, quote, "This is me Pride celebration spectacular," unquote, and hosted by drag queen Nina West, the events will be streamed by Disney Plus on YouTube and Facebook and will feature performances of notable Disney songs reinterpreted through an LGBTQ+ lens, according to the deadline. "We believe in the power of inclusive storytelling that brings us together and inspires us to live authentically. And Disney Plus is committed to amplifying LGBTQ+ and BIPOC voices." Hey, That one too. He declared Disney Plus in an Instagram posting. We are throwing a Disney Plus Pride Party. Join us Sunday, 27 June, for the first ever Disney Plus This Is Me Pride Celebration Spectacular, announced Disney Plus in a tweet. You know, it doesn't get better. The children are targeted. Destroy them. You know, take their innocence from them. Pollute them. Let them hate God. Contaminate them. This is the agenda they are pushing. And you see, media is so powerful. TV is a very, very powerful tool, very powerful force. So if you allow your children to be contaminated by this channel, you see, fine, they're not doing this one on the main channel, their Facebook and YouTube channels, I mean, a platform. But they still have other things which are not safe for children anyway on their channels. And as parents, you can't monitor everything your children will be watching on TV. It's not possible to monitor everything. So if you are deceived that, oh, this is a kids' channel, now the truth is, except it's a Christian channel, which you know that this is a pure Christian channel, any other secular, normal channel which just shows children programs and children things, beware. Because, you know, let me put it in this context so that you understand it better. You know, in the context of Ghana, the free-to-air channels, what they do is they get, you know, they just pick videos, or they get videos from outside, they subscribe, or they just, some they get it free, some they download on their own free, illegally or legally, and all that. And the probability that the videos that they get, they would really screen to ensure, watch it and ensure that there is nothing unsafe for your child, that probability is very, very, very low. Because I don't believe they have time to be analyzing. And the issue is, what if they are not Christians, the people who are even in charge? If the production manager, technical director, or whoever of the TV station is not even a Christian, he is not bothered about these things we are talking about. So what we think about and we are worried about is not, he's not even thinking, it's not even on his radar, it's not even crossed his mind that he should screen the cartoons that they are getting from the US to show on their local channel here for their people to, I mean, people to watch. So they'll just get it 100% as they got it from the original source, and they just stream it here on their channels for you to watch here. So this is the danger, because I've seen one, I've said it before, one Saturday some time back, I just flipping through channels, and one local free-to-air channel, they were airing a cartoon which, I mean, for the period I watched it, you can see that this one, they are training children to be witches. I mean, pure and simple. Witchcraft in the morning, Saturday morning. And witchcraft was being virtually taught on TV in a cartoon form. You see, so it was showing free. I mean, how many parents will be aware that this thing is dangerous, so my child should not watch? Because the Saturday morning parents are busy. You see, so this is just an example to let you see the dangers. You see, when we give this caution that parents should be careful of what their children watch, it's not any casual thing. It's not just, oh, this poor. It's a very serious issue, because your child can be possessed by watching some of these things. You see, under normal circumstances, you will not allow a fetish priest to come into your room, into your house. You won't even open the gate for the person to come in, let alone your door into your room. You will not allow some characters to come into your house physically. But we allow these same characters, occultists and all sorts of characters, criminals and all sorts of wild characters, through the power of television, into your room, into your child's, I mean, rooms or wherever. And the children are watching and feasting on these same things, which physically you say, oh, no, we won't allow these people to interact with my children. But virtually, through the power of television, your children are interacting with these same people. So this is where the deception is. We think, oh, it's only the physical interaction or contact that is dangerous, forgetting that the digital one, through the power of television, is equally dangerous. And demons can be transmitted through television, in case you don't know. All right, let's get to the next one. Hungary, at least this is a little good news. And then Hungary, the country Hungary, bans promotion of homosexuality and transgenderism to minors. At least not all countries are lost, at least. Hungary on Tuesday passed sweeping legislation that bans the promotion of homosexuality to minors and cracks down on pedophilia. The bill prohibits showing pornographic material or content portraying homosexuality or transgenderism to minors under the age of 18. Other measures include a registry of sex offenders, regulations on sex education, and stronger policies against child pornography. The Hungarian National Assembly approved the bill with 157 votes in favor and one against. That's good. Left-wing parliamentarians outnumbered by Hungary's conservative supermajority boycotted the vote. Sexual education must not be aimed at changing gender or promoting homosexuality and may only be conducted by an approved list of individuals and organizations under the new law, according to the press release from the Hungarian ruling party, Fidesz. Restrictions on LGBT ideology also apply to television and advertisements. That's perfect. To secure the protection of children's rights, pornography and content that depicts sexuality for its own purposes or that promotes deviation from gender identity, gender reassignment, and homosexuality shall not be made available to persons under the age of 18, unquote, the bill states. The anti-pedophilia legislation is the latest action in years-long campaign in Hungary to protect children from liberal ideology and preserve the country's Christian values. Ah, that's good. Preserve the country's Christian values. Since 2018, Hungary, led by Prime Minister Viktor Orban, has eliminated gender studies courses, banned same-sex adoption, required disclaimers for pro-LGBT books aimed at kids, and enshrined the natural family into the national constitution. Ah, well done. He's done well. All right, and then last two news items, then we are done with the news. The next one too, yes, is good news for me, but it's bad news for them. Nickelodeon, that's also a TV channel, kids channel. Nickelodeon ratings plummet. Is it tied to cable network pushing LGBTQ agenda to kids? And so the latest television and internet ratings reveal Nickelodeon's efforts to promote LGBTQ agenda to children may be backfiring, as the cable network has reportedly lost 2/3 of its audience in the last 4 years. That's very, very good. Good news. Why? Some entertainment writers are saying a lot of parents don't think it is so great. The independent entertainment blog Pirates and Princesses reported Nickelodeon YouTube videos were downvoted to such a degree that they have now hidden the ratio. The blog says Nickelodeon cable network has seen a major decline in viewers since it began overtly pushing the LGBTQ agenda to its young viewers. Since July 2017, Nickelodeon's viewership has dropped from 1.3 million average viewers per week to June of 2021, average of 372,000. Wow, that's big. From 1.3 million to 372,000. In only 4 years, Nickelodeon has dropped more than 2/3 of its audience. That's catastrophically bad for a cable channel. But with cable on the way out, maybe it's not so bad. The catch here is that it is in fact that bad and perhaps worse, simply because Nickelodeon seems to be the primary driving force between new subscribers to Paramount Plus, okay, I think that's another channel or whatever. And it's thus easy to see why Viacom is leaning so heavily into older Nickelodeon content, perhaps hoping to capitalize on what once worked versus what is rapidly losing audience. The company has resurrected Rugrats and some other shows to try to drive nostalgic fans to the service. You know, this is good because at least it shows that parents are acting in defiance to this so-called LGBT agenda to indoctrinate the children. And I just hope more parents will even, but of course, once you have parents who themselves are confused, then in mind, then they will not see anything wrong with it. But it's good because at least more parents are acting positively. And that's what parents should do. You know, stop them from watching these channels. They won't die if they stop watching them. They won't die. So if you even have to unsubscribe to whichever networks that would make it available, just to keep them from not watching it, please do. Then the next one is quite an interesting one, and then we are done. It says, a giant shape-shifting statue that talks could be coming to Phoenix in the U.S. Here is what we know. Could you imagine watching a 10-story tall, that's a story building, 10-story tall Beyoncé perform on Grand Avenue? What about John Lennon and Van Buren, or a much larger than life, Larry, these are entertainers, sorry. The possibilities are endless if European group plans come together. A company in Ireland is hoping to bring the world's tallest moving statue to 21 cities in 2021, including Phoenix. Called the Giant, it's a programmable moving statue that is 10 stories tall and covered with millions of LED pixels that allow it to take the form of any person, even Spider-Man. According to a press release, the giant's arms and head can move in multiple directions and would change shape every hour as crowds gather below. The giant can take on any image, so you could even find yourself featured. Talk about the ultimate selfie. The statue can also sing and speak. Let me repeat. The statue can also sing and speak. Anyone who knows his Bible well, I believe, should be able to be linking what I'm reading to somewhere in the Bible, in the book of Revelation. The project's website calls it an exciting digital art gallery, the world's most captivating billboard, and of course, fun for the entire family. The idea was developed by entrepreneur Paddy Dunning, Berlin-based architecture studio Dan Perlman, and backed by the commercial real estate company Enterprise Ireland. Each giant will cost $18 million to $24 million to develop, depending on the location and chosen size. According to the press release, the company estimates the sculpture to bring in about $40 million in revenue for the host cities. Visitors could be able to see panoramic views from the structure, judging by the artist's rendering on the website. Series of exhibits could be held inside the base or stage of the attraction, as well as dining and shopping and all that. But the reason why I place this in the news aspect is that the fact that this image, giant, 10-story high, can speak, can be programmed to speak. Well, let me just read this Bible verse and then we end it off from here. But you see, the technologies that are coming, very interesting times. Okay, where is it? Revelation. Okay, I'm reading Revelation chapter 13. You know, the interesting thing with the fact that Revelation 13:15, and he had the power to give life unto the image of the beast, and that the image of the beast should both speak, and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. The image of the beast could speak. And this giant that they are making, 10-story high, can be programmed to also speak. Well, what are the possibilities? Interesting times ahead. All right, Issues of Life is the program. This is Eben. I'll be back after this song. It's a very beautiful song this week. I've listened to it a number of times. The Holy Spirit drew my attention to it. The words are very powerful. It's a prayer, and I'll be back after.
So many who are far from home, and many who are lost. Oh Lord, your wounded children need the power of your cross. As bread that is broken, use our lives. As wine that is poured out, a willing sacrifice. Empower us, Father, to share the love of Christ. As bread that is broken, Lord, use our lives. Help us to begin where we are. Help us love the people to our hearts. Then give our faith a mission field wherever you may call. Lord, love your world through each of us until we've touched them all. As bread that is broken, use our lives. As wine that is poured out, a willing Father, to share the love of Christ. As bread that is broken, Lord, use our lives. As bread that is broken, use our lives. As wine that is poured out, a willing sacrifice. Father, to share the love of Christ. As bread that is broken, Lord. As wine that is poured out, Lord. As bread that is broken, Lord. Use our love. Poured out a willing sacrifice. to share the love of Christ as bread that is broken, Lord, as wine that is poured out, Lord, as bread that is broken, Lord, use our love.
Very beautiful song by Ross Parsley, and this is, it's a prayer if you look at the words, and it says, many hearts are hungry tonight, many trapped in darkness yearn for the light, so many who are far from home, and many who are lost. Oh Lord, your wounded children need the power of your cross. As bread that is broken, use our lives. As wine that is poured out, a willing sacrifice. Empower us, Father, to share the love of Christ. As bread that is broken, Lord, use our lives. Help us to begin where we are. Help us love the people near to our hearts. Then give our faith a mission field. Wherever you may call, Lord, love your world through each of us until we've touched them all. As bread that is broken, use our lives. As wine that is poured out, a willing sacrifice. Empower us, Father, to share the love of Christ. As bread that is broken, Lord, use our lives. As bread that is broken, use our lives. As wine that is poured out, a willing sacrifice. Empower us, Father, to share the love of Christ. And then, as bread that is broken, as wine that is poured out, as bread that is broken, use our lives. A few weeks ago, I shared how the Spirit drew my attention to the fact that until we have the passion for the lost, we have the passion for souls, revival will not mean anything to us, because the essence of a revival is to bring in the harvest, the souls. So if we don't have a passion for souls to be saved, that desire is not in us, that drive, that hunger. Revival doesn't matter how long or how much we talk about a revival, you struggle to connect with it. So one prayer we should start praying is for God to give us the hunger for the lost. A passion for souls. You see, when that passion gets strong in us, then that hunger for people to be saved becomes a concern. And that is where now the desire for the power to move, the revival to move through you, to be part of, to be used. Just as this, that's why, I mean, this song, this week I've listened to it, I can't count the number of times, because it's a prayer of availing yourself to be used wherever you are. I mean, this, I like this part where it says, help us to begin where we are. So it's not necessarily about you traveling to the mission field somewhere in a village, somewhere. Where we are, there are people around us, wherever we find ourselves, let us start something. So you see, in availing ourselves to be used, then that prayer to be part of whatever God's plans are in these times, That is the essence of this whole thing we are calling the revival. That's the move of the Holy Spirit in these final days, the outpouring, which will then need empowerment of the Spirit to bring in more souls, the lost, into the kingdom of God. And I believe as we pray such prayers, you know, there are some prayers God will not deny you. God will not, the right word is, there are some prayers which God would gladly respond to, because it is his heartbeat. And such prayers really align you in tune with God's plan and God's will. And it's all part of praying for his kingdom to come. And that's the essence of this topic, this series of revival we are talking about. Let me read a message good evening to our listeners. I've had some messages. If I don't read them now, I can't realize I've forgotten. This one, Mr. Kodia says, is this human and animal hybrid a deception to bring foreign beings, or in this case aliens, onto the planet? That's a big question there. And then good evening to Pastor Ken, who sent Isaiah 5:20-21. Yes, let me read it. I paraphrased it, but he sent me the verse. Let me read it. It says, 20. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. 21. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and the prudent in their own sight. This verse actually depicts exactly the state of the world now and what the scientists and their political powers that be are trying to do and are doing. They've turned the world upside down. Good is bad, bad is good. White is black, black is white. You know, now, you know, I mean, this week I saw, not today actually, one U.S. senator who is a Republican, a Christian, mentioned a whole lot of things that now you say these things and the media is attacking you. And I looked through the list and, I mean, none of the things there doesn't, they are, this is normal common sense statements. But now you say something like, a boy is different from a girl, and you are attacked by the media in the U.S. As a politician, he's being attacked for, you know, so you say boy is different from girl. And hey, why did you say that? Because, no, you are being homophobic against whatever. I mean, all sorts of words that you've created. You are misgendering. You are this. Oh, no, no. This generation, no wonder revival is needed. Because the way things are going, except the power of God moves swiftly, a lot will be lost. Because the devil is trying to, not trying, that's exactly, he's playing a very aggressive game to win a lot, deceive a lot in the youth, especially the children. See, that's why I keep warning a lot about this children thing, the cartoons, and because they know how they can get the children through that means. They are using the education system and the entertainment system. These are the two systems that they are using for the children. Unfortunately for them, in Africa, there is a block when it comes to the educational system. They are struggling to penetrate, to have it easy here, because, you know, like Ghana, we all know the CSE, we fought vehemently, opposed it, so they have to suspend it. So the only channel left for them in a country like Ghana is the entertainment system. So the homes that are allowing these channels I keep talking about, they are exposed to the traps that they are setting. So it's not a simple matter at all. It's a strategic agenda to destroy the children. Because a child that is being exposed to, anyway, that's not what I'm talking about. So you, I believe one of these, after we finish this, I don't know when we'll finish anyway, but the digital parenting, we'll be getting back to it soon, because a lot is happening that parents need to be educated on. There's so much ignorance when it comes to these things. So, all right, let me skip it for now. And Pastor Roger will be joining. But let me read this thing quickly before he joins. Okay. All right. So let me just quickly read this message, and then I'll be back. Pastor Roger joining soon. I'm coming. The message is trying to swerve me, but no. He lies bad. I'll get it. Okay. All right. I've seen it. Yeah. This is a message the Lord gave a lady, Miss Johnson, Lynn Johnson. Says, I am, that's God, I am is ready for the harvest of souls to begin. And this is, when I saw it, I was happy when I saw this message. This was given to her January 22nd this year. I am is ready for the harvest of souls to begin. The harvest is great and the laborers are few. Many have been called and will be ready to hear my word. My warriors of faith, this is your time to shine as you proceed to bring many lost sheep into salvation. You will perform many exploits and miracles as you do this. You will very soon receive your great anointing from Ruach HaKodesh. That's, I mean, one of the Hebrew names of God. Your understanding will also greatly increase, and each of you will be given specific gifts. Some of you have already been informed of your gifts to come. This is the most important time, the most important time in this age. Remember to listen for my voice and follow what I tell you. Again, do not lean on your own understanding. You see many things, many of them you will not like or want to see. This is unfortunately the way of this world. You will also see and experience much great wonder and joy as you bring in the lost sheep, those that have been called. This is your task. This is what you have been ordained to do since before the foundations of the earth. Again, you will be protected. No harm will befall you. Stay in my will and only go to those that I direct you to. They are the ones that you have been called. There are many who have not chosen wisely, and they will receive the consequences of their choice. It is their decision. They will not repent of their wicked ways. This age is soon to end, and the kingdom of glory will be established on earth. A time of peace and prosperity, much joy. Get ready, my children, for the most exciting time on earth to begin. My jewels will shine with an unmistaking radiance. All will see you, will come to you, and others will flee from your presence. You will see into the spirit realm as your abilities and insights have greatly increased. You will be aware of evil, as you will be able to see that which you have not before. Again, you would be completely protected by I Am. Nothing will be permitted to harm my warriors of faith. The evil one knows this. He can do nothing to harm or stop you in any way. You will know this and will not be afraid. Get prepared, my children, for it is upon you. And final part says that stand tall. You are mighty warriors of faith. Evil knows this, and great is their fear of you and what you will accomplish in my name for my glory. A time like no other, and will never be again. Your King Yeshua, your Redeemer, Messiah. It is time to shine, my warriors of faith. And a few verses were given as well. But this is just another message regarding this revival. Lots of messages, lots of people are getting these messages from the Lord to encourage us and to draw our attention to the fact that we have to work out and be active in the kingdom of God. There is work to be done. And that's the reason why we are discussing this all-important series on the revival. It's my prayer that it will not just be listening and hearing and, you know, just a talk shop, but we would act on it. It's really, really my prayer that it will not just be the normal you hear and then that is it. Nothing much comes to it. Let's please get serious with these things, because there's all to gain. There's all to gain when we really put ourselves into the work of God fully, and God will bless us. Pastor Roger will be joining soon. In the meantime, let me get back to my favorite song for this week, briefly.
Yearn for the light. So many who are far from home, and many who are lost. Oh Lord, your wounded children need the power of your cross. As bread that is broken, use our lives. As wine that is poured out, a willing sacrifice. Empower us, Father, to share the love of Christ. As bread that is broken, Lord, use our
Spirit 88.3 FM Kumasi. This is Eben, and Pastor Roger will be joining soon from Accra by phone. I'm waiting for him to call. In the meantime, people are asking about the song. Yes, I'll put it in the Telegram group, so you can have it there. In the Telegram group, just search Spirit Issues and you'll find it. And the songs we play on this program, normally, yeah, recent times I put them there, as well as the files and whatever, and that's for the purpose of this program. I get them there, as well as the podcasts that I do alongside this program too. You can get them. Today I uploaded two editions there. So the Telegram group is not a group for chatting and disturbing, so don't worry about that. It's just about you picking information, and that's it. I mean, so feel free to join there and then get the information there. All right, waiting for his call, and that is hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Evening.
Yeah, you're on air.
I'm on air. Can you hear me, please?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah.
Okay. Good evening, and good evening to your cherished listeners.
Yeah, good evening.
I was listening to the news line, and just about 10 minutes ago, every phone of mine went off.
I just got a message from your wife.
Come again.
I said, I saw a message from your wife. I said that the devil is trying to play games.
My battery is zero. Even charging it, it's not even responding.
Wow.
So I had to look for this number to start. But as I was listening to the news, I knew that what the prophecy Glenda sent for yesterday.
Yeah.
And I want to read it.
Yeah, I read it today. Mm-hmm. It's true.
Come again.
As I just read it this afternoon myself. Yeah.
You just read it this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
It says, "You have called up judgment. My true bride prepares for what is coming. Prepare for what is coming." Then it says, "The time of my judgment approaches quickly now. And those who are lukewarm in their heart will not understand what is happening.
Uh-huh.
Those who only seek me to desire some gift will not have wisdom to survive for any length of time or do the works of my kingdom this late hour. America, if there were any good thing, any true thing left in you, I might repent of my judgment, but there is not. Your wickedness increases with every day.
Uh-huh.
So I am raising up fierce enemies to destroy you. When these enemies destroy you, America, they will remove all traces of your hypocrisy. They will steal your strangers and destroy your cities. Your women and children will be their captives, and your cattle and crops will become their food. You have refused to serve me, so you will serve your enemies instead. All the wicked in power will know power more. For they shall be as hay and stubble in the fire, and I will not hear their cries in the day of their calamity. I will laugh at their distress as they laugh at my word and at my people. You have piled up this judgment to yourself with your wicked laws and deeds. That is some, and she references to Psalm 37 from verse 35 to 40.
Yeah.
And when you, our listeners, if you have time, you go through Deuteronomy 27. And Deuteronomy 28. Deuteronomy 27, when Moses talked about the curses, and you look at it, and you look at what is happening today, then we realize that we need to pray. We need to sit up.
Yeah.
But just as Isaiah said, it will be thick and gross darkness, but the light of the Lord will arise.
Amen.
So yeah. Let us also understand that two things are going to happen at the same time.
Yeah.
Darkness and light. Mm-hmm. So that the more we hear of darkness, the more we must also push that the light of God will begin to shine now.
Yeah.
This evening, I want to read another prophetic experience by Reverend Neville Johnson on June 17, 2008. A prophetic experience, June 17, 2008. He says, on June 17th, I had a prophetic experience where I found myself in a place I was not familiar with. I was in a paradise-like setting. It was warm, and the atmosphere was invigorating. The Lord was at my side and began to talk to me. White is the color of purity, and black usually speaks of evil. However, things in your world are really black or white. The process of interpretation is somewhat slow, but in these days is being speeded up. Filters serve to purify, but filters must be applied in order for them to be effective. Then he says, you must apply the filters of Philippians 4, verse 8. Amen. From the news you read today.
Yeah.
As we were reading the news, I looked at what I was coming to do this evening, and I was surprised. Because he said, white is the color of purity, and black usually speaks of evil. However, things in your world are really black or white. And exactly the news you read this evening.
Yeah.
Everything is jammed up. Everything is mixed up. And after we destroying ourselves, what are we doing now? We are pushing it down to the children.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Lord told him that we must apply the filters of Philippians 4:8.
Yeah.
So, Philippians 4:8 serves as a filter for you, for me, and for the listener. What does Philippians 4:8 say? Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. At a time where we see the world as confused as Satan, at the time when man is trying to experiment with everything God has made, trying to turn it upside down, the only filter for you and me is Philippians 4:8. As we begin to meditate and ponder and think about these things, the Holy Spirit will begin to help us to navigate our way through these times. He says, this filter must be applied to your mind and emotions. Seek those things which are above in the heavens, where I dwell. Colossians 3, verse 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth, on the right hand of God. I began to think how much our thoughts, emotions, and desires are so earthly oriented. How that, like Enoch, we must become more at home in the heavens than we are here on earth. We were created to walk on this earth in our bodies while our spirit soars into the heavens. Let me give a little explanation of this one. When you read Genesis about Adam's experience in the garden, how come that at every animal Adam named, God agreed to that name? This is what it tells us. We were created to walk on this earth in our bodies while our spirit soars into the heaven. So the more the spirit of Adam was in contact with the spirit of the Lord, he got everything right. And as far as our spirit will continue to flow with the Lord, we will get everything right. He said, Jesus continued. So I'm reading what Jesus said to him. You must seek to walk in heaven's standards and ways. You were made to walk with me. And as you do, my realm will become more real than your earthly realm. Purification is a cooperative process. My light and presence will purify you and keep you pure, but you must be diligent to apply the filters. Sanctification means to be set apart. Set apart from that which defiles your mind and your emotions. Holiness is simply being separated from that which defiles. Holiness is simply being separated from that which defiles. I require holiness in order for you to walk with me. You must enter my realm, which is pure and undefiled. I really enter your realm. You must come to me. I really enter your realm. You must come to me. Someone will ask, why should we come to me? Since he says, I am knocking at your door. Did we go to see the king, or is the king who comes to see us? In life, the lesser always moves to the higher. We really see the higher moving to the lesser. That is why the Holy Spirit has given us avenues into which we will enter into the realms of God. And as we look at entering into the great awakening and the great outpouring, we must begin to enter into the realms of God. Hebrews 4:16 says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. In this encounter, he met Christ and he met another person, Joseph. And now Joseph speaks, I succeeded through the wisdom of God. Joseph looked at me with intense, penetrating eyes. Much of the wisdom I manifested came to me through dreams. Dreams are a way God can speak to you by bypassing your natural conscious mind. The natural mind is at enmity with the mind of the Lord. The purer your heart, mind, and emotions are, the clearer you will hear from God. Let me repeat that portion. The purer your heart, mind, and emotions are, the clearer you hear from God. Your personal dream life and imagination must become pure in order for the flow of communication from the Lord to be unhindered. Clarity in the spiritual realm requires clarity or purity in your soul life. Clarity in the spiritual realm requires clarity or purity in your soul life. When Jesus spoke about the Beatitudes in Matthew chapter 5, in verse 8, one of the Beatitudes was, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Clarity in the spiritual realm requires clarity or purity in your soul life. So when he says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God, it begins by you being pure. And when you are being pure in your life and in your heart, then the flow of God, the flow of Christ, the flow of the Spirit is given at them. I continue. Jesus spoke, in the days that lie ahead, you will need to be able to hear me clearly. My voice is your life. My voice is your life. My voice is your life. As it is written, my words are spirit and life. The time has come where there is no longer time to rectify mistakes. The Lord looked at me and firmly said, time is short. You must work while it is yet day. Night coming when no man can work. Then Joseph spoke, in my day, the main issue was food. As famine stalked the land, in your day, there will be many times of famine. Famine of the true word of God. Famine of true insight and foresight. If I do remember some days ago, you were speaking to me about this issue.
Yeah.
Famine of the true word of God. Famine of true insight and foresight. Then Joseph continued. In many places, water will be so scarce, countries will go to war for water rights. Let me repeat that portion. In many places, water will be so scarce, countries will go to war for water rights. To our listeners, I don't know how many of you have followed the Egypt-Ethiopian rule.
Yeah.
I read this question from BBC. Egypt-Ethiopian road, the trouble over a giant Nile dam, BBC report. And just last month, Washington Post also brought this question out. Egypt and Ethiopia are heading towards conflict over water. Mm-hmm. It is time to intervene. This is by Washington Post. I was just reading these newspaper headlines to let us know that prophetic dream that he had, it is manifesting now. He said, many will die from hunger. Prepare for the days that lie ahead, both in the spiritual and natural. You must stay connected to the Lord at all times. The pleasures of life and living in a secular world can quickly muddy the true waters of life. Seek the Lord. Seek to know Him. For in Him only is purity. You must forgive those who have hurt you, betrayed you, and those who have spoken against you. Forgive your brethren. If you do not, you will be haunted by these things. When I forgive my brethren, redemption and reconciliation took place, which affected the destinies of many. Then the Lord looked at me and said, will you be found worthy? I thought about this question, but I knew the only way that I could complete and finish my course was to walk with the Lord in purity, love, and faith, knowing that he is able to keep me from falling and straying from the pathway of holiness and life. The conflict between walking with the Lord and functioning at the same time in a secular world has always been a seeming contradiction. An incompatibility that seemed to defy reconciling the two. I have come to understand that the two can be reconciled. The two have to become one. We live in this world in our body, but in our spirit, we can live with the Lord. Amen. I have a confession to make here. Around 6:30, I was still not sure of what we'll talk about this evening.
Yeah.
So I told myself that by 7, if I'm not getting anything, by 7:30, I'll call you and tell you, do the program without me. Meanwhile, from morning, I have been praying, worshiping. Then, around 6:45, that was when the Lord showed me this.
I see.
And I picked it up. So when it was about 10 minutes to time, and my phone and everything went off, I knew why it went off. Because if we are able to follow the Lord and get from the Spirit what he requires for us today, we will be blessed. And the chains of the evil one will be broken over our lives. John 3:13 says, and no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. Jesus was both in heaven and on earth at the same time. Living in a natural world and walking with the Lord in the Spirit requires a whole new discipline, a whole new way of life. Our spirit man has to lead, and our mind and emotions must follow. It is not our mind and emotions that must lead. It is the spirit man that must lead. For most of us, this order is reversed as we separate the secular from the spiritual. I was telling someone the Bible talks about when Adam was created from the dust of the earth. Without the breath of God, Adam would not have become a living soul. So you cannot tell me you could separate your life from the spirit. Without the spirit, the body is just a dead being. So we must learn that the spirit starts and then our mind and emotions continue. Our soulish life must serve to follow our spirit man, which is joined to the Lord. All of our strength must be in him. All our initiatives must begin in the spirit and walk out on this earth through the soul and body. I always say, that many of us think the great awakening, the great outpouring cannot be. All you need to do is to retune your spirit. And as your spirit is retuned, you would see some things that are coming, because you must first see it in the spirit before it becomes natural. What we have been discussing for some time now is what has begun in the spirit. And we are trying to draw your attention that this is what is coming. So get yourself ready. So if you are looking at the natural things, you will not see it. The spiritual is key. Finally, Joseph said, Jesus will return in your day. You must be ready. Time is short. You must prepare to feed the harvest that will be reaped. You must feed them with food that will mature them more quickly than any other preceding generation. Let me repeat this part. You must feed them with food that will mature them more quickly than any other preceding generation. Be diligent, be determined, finish your course with joy. To those who are listeners and those who are teaching children service, we must feed them with food that will mature them more quickly than any other preceding generation. We cannot have children serving as normal. Uh-huh. It is not a Montessori session. They are to study about Christ. If someone at the age of 8 could hear the Lord speaking, what are you telling me? That the children are children, and therefore when they come for children's service, they must say no. To our pastors and the church leaders, I have this word for you. You must feed them with food that will mature them more quickly than any other preceding generation. Uh-huh. Please, what is coming? What is coming? What is coming is beyond what we know. We have not seen it before. We have not entered into it before. But the only way we can adequately prepare for it is that we feed the flock with the right stuff. Entertainment time is over.
Yeah.
Entertainment time is over. Time to jump and enjoy is over. The times of jokes are over. We must feed them for them to grow quickly. They must mature quickly. We don't know what will happen next, but the only thing we know is that they must mature quickly.
Hello?
The reality of this world began to fade, and I found myself pondering the days in which we are living. We are on the home straight, and we must not falter now. The finishing line is in sight, and God will soon usher in a brand new world. Even God bless you.
God bless you too for this evening's message. Indeed, we are not in ordinary times at all. We are not in ordinary times. It is very worrying how most Christians seem to be lackadaisical, lukewarm, as if there's nothing on the horizon. And indeed, we have to renew our minds. We have to take heed and do what we have to do spiritually, because we are at a point where the decisions we take can make on makers can, you know, either that we take the right decisions to fall in line with the will of God, or we make the wrong choices and it affects us and it takes us outside the will of God. And what is the essence of being a Christian for 10 years, 15 years, 30 years, and all these years? And when it matters most, we make the wrong choices. These are the times to get back to the basics. Let's get back in tune with the word of God. Let's fall in line with the Holy Spirit. You know, let's get back. It's, the foundation should be prayer now. Let's get back into serious prayer, asking Him for His will for our lives, for Him to renew us, to revive us, to empower us, to change us. Whatever is not right in us, to help us to overcome, we need to get back to Him in prayer. We need to really pray, because the times are just not correct at all. This evening's news alone, I mean, it's obvious, clearly. These are just a few. These are not even all, I mean, the news out there. So you can clearly have an idea of the state of the world. It tells you that the world is being taken over. Darkness is really spreading, and it's just a matter of time. A lot of things are going to unfold in ways we didn't expect and all. But as believers, the word of God has assured us. God Himself, His words of prophecy, has given us an idea of what to do in times like this. And that is why we have to get back to the Bible. We have to get back into prayer. This week, as I finish quickly, I had a dream. And in it, this dark image, like a demonic being, was in the room that I was in. And it was like coming to me. And then in the next scene, we were like in the fight, and he was on the ground, and I was overcoming him, beating the demon, or whatever it is. But there were, you know, the way we write Bible verses, like chapter this, verse that. So the number and then colon and then the verse number. So I was seeing a lot of it flying, like moving around, and in it, so it's like it's the word of God that I was using to overcome this demonic being or whatever entity it was. Then I woke up. You see, so as darkness is increasing and it's going to increase, and demonic activity is going to step up, we need the word to survive. We need the word to overcome the enemy. And it's very, very important we take heed and act accordingly. Issues of Life is the program. This is Eben. We thank God for tonight. The file will be uploaded onto spiritissues.info. And those in the Telegram group, if you just search Telegram, look for Spirit Issues, and you can join those asking for the song, tonight's song. I've uploaded it there, so you can get it in the Telegram group. Good night, and God bless you.
Many hearts are hungry tonight. Many trapped in darkness yearn for the light. So many who are far from home, and many who are lost. Oh Lord, your wounded children need the power of your cross. As bread that is broken, use our lives. As wine that is poured out, a willing sacrifice. Empower us, Father, to share the love of Christ. As bread that is broken, use our lives. Help us to begin where we are. Help us love the people near to our hearts. Then give our faith a mission field wherever you may call. Till we've touched them all. As bread that is broken, use our lives. As wine that is poured out, a
Share the love of Christ.